Your name. I've forgotten your name. I've seen you, but I don't know your name.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
We have business to discuss.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Hour number two of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. At least this song hasn't been overused.
Love this song.
Nick, hour number two, way back Wednesday, songs pre-2009, having to do with victory, winning, celebrations, etc.
You guys look almost upset. One of us had to pick this song, considering the theme.
I gave it to you.
You gave it to me?
Yeah.
No, I picked it. I'm the one who...
I left it for you. Let's put it that way. And I knew that you would take the bait. I knew it.
I mean, it's not like my list isn't creative. You haven't even seen my list.
I have. Barry. Well, you, Barry, you're still trying to figure out when it was delivered. But, yeah. Nick's list is predictable.
I'm trying to come up with some good songs. They've all been taken. So I'm doing my best. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel over here.
Welcome to our world. When you normally get your list.
Are you suggesting that I'm the bottom of the barrel on the show?
No, I'm not like you. I would never throw daggers like that.
No.
I'm all about the love of this team right here.
Are you?
We're a team. We stick together as a team. We win as a team.
Mr. Cheap Shot.
We lose as individuals. But we win as a team. Like I said before the break, the one negative, Carlos Correa, back issue again, says he did it because it tightened up on the flight. Talked to the training staff. They suggested take the night off. He fully expects to be in the lineup tonight. It's just that one thing that you just hope doesn't linger for a team that's got everything rolling for them the right way going into the playoffs. Yeah. Where, you know, you've shuffled the deck as many times to cover for injuries during the regular season. You just don't want to do it come the most important time of the year.
No, you'd like to have him out there, but you know what? You've gotten this far and you're going to set a franchise. You've set a franchise record for victories and he's missed most of the season. It seems like so, you know, as long as it's not Alex Bregman or Jose Altuve, you're probably in good shape.
So Brian McTaggart, who is just a wealth of information and stats. If you don't follow him, you should. Astros need to win three of their final five games against the Mariners tonight and then three against the Angels to clinch home field advantage. If they go 3-2, they'd finish with 106 wins. Yankees have 102 now and would have to sweep their final four games to get to 106. And oh, by the way, the Astros have the tiebreaker. So all good things right there in terms of news. And another good thing, Tampa goes out and beats the Yankees in extra innings last night. Dodgers did win, but now the Astros hold a two-game lead in the loss column over both the Yankees and the Dodgers. All
that's
great
news.
Things.
Yeah.
And again, good. As we mentioned, Bregman, his 40th home run last night, giving the Astros a home run and a franchise record 20 straight games. In those 20 straight games with at least one home run, they've had 48.
That's crazy.
And we were talking about the Yankees and their power numbers and all the home runs and all the other things. Pretty impressive what the Astros have done, not just from a potency, from an average standpoint, from a power standpoint. And don't sleep on the fact that Yordan has been a big reason why they've resurrected the home run ball. All great things if you're an Astros fan. So looking forward to seeing how they finish the season. And again, just be healthy getting into the playoffs.
Can I switch gears on you?
Sure.
I mean, we've done
baseball.
Yeah. You see in this report coming out, Melvin Gordon is probably going to cut his holdout short and come back, probably closer to returning than many thought. Mm-hmm. It was thought he was going to hold out until week 10, but I think the biggest thing is he thought, I don't need the money. And I think you start missing them game checks and you're like, ooh, this hurts a little bit.
Got a lifestyle to keep up.
And then I think, too, Austin Eckler out here balling out of control, and Jackson also doing well in that backfield. And he looks at it and says, well, damn, I'm kind of becoming irrelevant. Are people starting to say Melvin who? Like, I realize he's a good running back, but when you see that a team can move on and still establish a good run game, very similar to what happened in Pittsburgh with Connor, you start to have to question, well, what am I sitting out for? If we're going to go our separate ways at the end of the season, I might as well get paid for it.
But I believe he's got one more after this year. So here's the thing.
Well, I think they could franchise him, obviously, after this year.
But here's the thing. To all the things you've said, the other reason why he would do it, because they're not good right now. And if he can come back, he's got a bad look on his shoulders right now with everybody, fans and otherwise. Team, whether they say it publicly or not, not happy he's holding out because they feel like it's part of the reason why they're losing.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back because he's taken all the negativity around. He comes back and they start winning. Now he's resurrected reputation and popularity and people are loving him again. And then he can worry about the contract things. And like you said, and still get his checks and make sure that he's not losing big, big wads of money.
I wonder, where are they in rushing yards as a team?
I don't think they're as good as you think. Because Eckler is very versatile, but I don't think Eckler's had any 13. Big games.
Eckler's been having a pretty good year.
They're 13. Yeah.
Are they 13?
That's like Connor versus Le'Veon Bell. Connor can be above average, but he wasn't Le'Veon Bell.
Sure.
But the team was also winning.
Yeah. So, well, they just ran into a juggernaut in the Texans. But he is a free agent after the year, so they can franchise him. But I just don't think they want that smoke. If he's going to sit out already and he's under contract, if they franchise him, he certainly doesn't have to sign that tender. And now it's Jadeveon Clowney all over again. If he doesn't sign that tender and he doesn't play, he holds all the leverage. He can choose the trade partners. He has a lot more say in it. So you're better off either just cutting bait completely or, you know, trying to trade him and get something. But there was only one trade partner that was really showed interest. They didn't say who it was. But, you know, if you can't, maybe it's just because teams are like, well, if he's going to be a free agent, we'll wait. If you franchise him, then maybe he'll request a trade and we can do it then. Or maybe he just, the Chargers don't franchise him and he just becomes a free agent. They can sign him in the open market. So there's a lot at play here. But I think the big thing is he's missing those game checks. But also, I think he's seeing that these guys are being somewhat productive in the run game. I mean, I imagine ego says, well, they're not going to be able to run the ball at all without me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I think it factors in. I just think that overall, I think you hit it on it too. Money changes everything. And we all know that when you start realizing that you don't have what you did have in terms of what's coming in, you got to go out and do what's necessary to bring it back. And also, like I said, from a reputational standpoint and an image standpoint, if a team that has underachieved to this point, losing to the Lions, losing to the Texans at home, that if they can get it going, that he'll get a lot of the credit. And don't kid yourself. A lot of these guys with their egos, they want to get that slap on the back. It means something when they're getting love instead of all the hatred that I'm sure he's been feeling since the Chargers got off to a slow start.
Yeah, it very well could be.
So other news, Antonio Brown's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has come out and said, contrary to previous tweets, he absolutely wants to play, and several teams are seriously engaged in conversations to bring him back. If you're one of those teams, you're just idiotic.
That's just crazy. I totally wouldn't do that. Like, what? Especially given this fact that none of this has settled down yet. Maybe next year we'll discuss it, but in the middle of the year? With all this stuff still pending? No, I'm a good player.
Drew is probably just doing his job and trying to do the best that he can. And I don't know if I'm Drew, I don't know if I want to represent a guy like Antonio Brown anymore. But obviously, if he still has the talent, there's a nice commission check
and the endorsement
to go along with it. So,
what is Drew Rosenhaus worth?
Oh, a ton.
It's got to be.
And other news of the day, Jalen Ramsey, different day, different injury. Not practicing with the Jaguars. Yesterday, he was sick. Today, it's a back injury. He claims he told the Chargers in the fourth quarter of Thursday Night Football, he told the Jaguars, that his back and ankle were bothering him. He met with Jags doctors and trainers after the game. He met with them again on Friday to discuss his back and ankle and hamstring. So I would assume if he went from sick to back, injury of tomorrow will be hamstring. Just throwing it out there as a possibility. And then ankle, or interchange them. But that saga continues because it doesn't look like Jacksonville's in any hurry to trade him. He definitely still looks like he wants out. And with years on his contract and that new deal that he wants that he doesn't seem to be getting from the Jacksonville Jaguars, going to be real interesting to see how it plays out and see if any teams are going to make a serious push because they said they wanted two number ones for him. That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's a whole lot. What do you think Drew Rosenhaus' net worth is? I looked it up. What do you think it is?
I will say... 15 to 20 million.
No. I'm going to say 61.
65. What do you think, Scott? And that's not even close. What do you think Scott Boras's net worth is?
121.
Wow, if you're looking at me like that, I'm gonna say 180.
$400 million. Wow.
Boy, talk about the OG that had been doing it for a while with big time clients.
Freaking Boris. $400 million. Drew Rosenhaus worth 65.
Hey, and even I think if Dallas Keuchel gets mad at you, you can live with it with that money.
I kind of just Googled real quick, and Forbes had a list of the top sports agents in the world. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Scott Boris was one. Some of these guys I'd never heard of before you get to Drew Rosenhaus. Tom Condon.
Oh yeah, Tom Condon. You never heard of him?
Mm-mm.
Oh yeah,
Arn Tellem. Arn Tellem. Mm-hmm. Sam and Seth Levinson.
Out there.
That was number four, and then Drew Rosenhaus was five.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, though.
Yeah, no doubt. And like we said, just like those big-time names of the past, it's harder now to name the agents because
everybody's spreading it around.
Yeah.
Probably because they're giving better deals to their clients to get them to sign up.
Well, and more people are getting involved because they could see how much money could be made if you're a good agent that represents a decent stable of clients.
Arn Tellem's net worth, $40 mil.
Seems low.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to continue to roll on with hour number two. It's a three-hour show, which means plenty of time for you to get involved. 713-780-3776, HR&P Lister Line. Call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter, and watch us on Twitch. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Join us at the Humble Gun Show this weekend only at the Humble Civic Center. Shop over 300 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and shooting supplies. Come and buy, sell, or trade. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking for that special piece to add to your gun, knife, ammo, or militaria collection, we have what you're looking for. Visit our website, humblegunshow.com, or call 817-732-1194. Come Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Plenty of free parking available. The Humble Gun Show at the Humble Civic Center this weekend only. Don't miss this show.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial *I on your mobile phone now. Dial *EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial *I on your mobile phone now. That's *EYE. Dial *I.
This Saturday night, it's a stacked pay-per-view card. Errol Spence Jr. takes on Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout.
Make way for the king.
This is for all the marbles.
Plus, Anthony Durrell defends his super middleweight title against David Benavidez.
What a shot!
Make way for the king.
Spence Jr. versus Porter, Saturday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view or order on the Fox Sports app now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
John Granato here from my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. You have to improve your house or your business. You will not resell that house, and people will stop visiting your business unless it's nice. Put in that new outdoor kitchen or patio. Put in that vanity. Put in that countertop. You have to upgrade. Otherwise, you're not going to make money, or you're not going to make money on the sale of that house. Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822.
Did you know on average there are 3,072 minutes in the Texans' regular season? Come watch every minute Brewing's Restaurant and Bar, a local Houston restaurant serving Houston fans since 2013. Come in and enjoy our new 60-ounce pitcher special, including your favorites Budweiser, Michelob, Bud Light, and Ziegenbach for only $9.99. Come cheer on the Texans and never miss a play at Brewing's. While you're there, try our extra-large wings and our mouth-watering steaks grilled to perfection. Brewing's, your city, your team, your game day destination.
Life insurance. For most of us, it's not something we prioritize. Maybe because we don't want to think about a world without, well, us. About how our loved ones would fare should we no longer be around to take care of things like the mortgage, college tuition, grocery bills. But unfortunately, too many of us pass without securing the financial future of our families, which is why there's Ethos. Ethos is a new kind of life insurance company. It believes life insurance should be affordable and accessible for everyone. Ethos was founded by two college roommates who wanted to bring to life insurance the same technological efficiencies that have revolutionized so many other industries. Ethos can quickly provide the best policy for you and your family without doctor visits, long applications, and fine print. It can do in minutes what used to take weeks. So no more excuses. Ethos will bring you peace of mind by securing your family's future today.
Go to ethoslife.com now for your free estimate. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza, The Big Show! It's The Usual Suspects.
People love when you say that.
I know, that's why I say it. There's only one person that doesn't. ESPN 97.5, as we were talking a lot about baseball and the Astros, do want to mention that Deshaun Watson was named AFC Player of the Week. Congratulations.
Yay.
So that's a big deal. And a name that we had brought up previously linked to the Houston Texans, that Al Michaels was sure was linked to the Houston Texans, is now going to be a name to keep an eye on. As we go forward in the NFL with Saquon Barkley being out 4 to 8 weeks with a sprained ankle, several sources reporting Jay Ajayi is going to be close to being game ready in the next week or so, and he could be a very intriguing midseason addition for a few football clubs in need of a running back.
For 2 weeks until he gets hurt.
It's possible. His knees, as from every indication that I've read in the past with him, are never, it's like bone on bone. It's never, they're never going to be right. It's just how much pain can he endure? But a guy that was productive, you know.
When he's healthy. He's Carlos Correa. When on the field, he's productive. Mm-hmm. Problem is, can't stay healthy.
And then there's this. And this made me think of Nick, and not in a bad way or a poking a fun way.
Oh, I was going to say. No. Let me guess what it's about.
That's good. So we've had these discussions in the past because Nick is the guy that always is in the locker room after games, and he's getting
meat gazing. Getting quotes. Yeah, totally getting audio.
This was a deal when the Mets at one point were posting shots from the locker room, and there were sex toys in their lockers, and there was a deal there. And guys occasionally don't pay close enough attention to what they're posting, and then they get a guy that's coming out of the shower. Well, in Chicago, running back Tariq Cohen live streamed a video on his Instagram account from the locker room after the Monday night victory.
That's never smart.
That unfortunately showed right guard Kyle Long standing in front of his locker butt naked.
From the front or the back?
I didn't look at the video.
Well, you didn't do your research?
I'm doing the research as I'm doing the story.
I bet you are.
So, Coach Matt Nagy, not happy. First of all, league rule, so there's that. And he says, I think it's unfortunate that it happened. He feels bad. He's apologetic and embarrassed that it happened. But it's something that what you need to learn from is it was like a mistake and nothing malicious at all, but it was a mistake. Let's make sure that doesn't happen again for all of our players. And this goes back to the Antonio Brown thing again. When he was live tweeting and Instagramming when Mike Tomlin was talking to the team after games. There's certain areas that should be sacred. And I understand during the media period, you're going to have reporters in to ask questions. And then guys are smarter about when they're leaving the shower to go to their lockers and who's got cameras on and such. But if you can't trust your own sacred locker room with just your teammates in it, and then unknowingly you find out that you're butt naked on the internet the next day?
Well, at first I didn't know because I didn't know if you were describing Kyle or if that was his name. So I wasn't sure if you had seen
that,
it.
I'd have gotten
killed. You do that every time I make a joke. You literally, every time.
Because you guys hammer me for the dad joke.
If I were to say that. I don't know why you would go live in a locker room, but that would be the first thing I would be worried about is the nudity. Like, bro, there's 51 other dudes, 52 other dudes around you changing.
And as has been the case, it's not just changing. There's mirrors.
Except the punters. They usually are like, nah, I'm cool. I'll just do it at the house.
Well, but I mean, there's mirrors punters too. You've seen this when the cameras are trying to get like a guy at his locker, but he's like the locker right next to the bathroom area where there's mirrors. And then all of a sudden, as they're getting the shot of the guy at his locker and you look over his shoulder and in the mirror, there's three guys walking out of the shower and you're like, come on, man.
Yeah, I can see that. You don't have to worry about the punters. Those are the guys that wore shorts in the shower in junior high and high school, where they were just like, nah, I'm cool. I don't need to shower after. I'll just go straight to class smelling like ass I don't have to get naked.
Half of them are still wearing shorts. J.K. Rowling, the punter for the Packers, J.K. Scott, I think his name is, he cuts his pants so that they're cut like right at the thigh.
Why?
And then just pulls up his socks because of flexibility with his punting leg. That's don't get weird. Me wrong. He's a good punter. It's a really bad look.
That's weird.
Yeah. But, I saw that and I was like, Tarik Cohen, probably need to rethink that whole thing and don't get yourself caught in an A-B situation.
At least it's not the media because they would have been in far more trouble. So.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you know that because they're already sticklers with – teams are sticklers about any way you shoot video, how you shoot video, where you shoot video. I mean, there are teams that are still being very sexist and making females do their interviews – outside the locker room, in like the weight room or the hallway.
Well, why would it be okay to have a female in the men's locker room?
Females are allowed to cover the team in the locker room.
Not when dudes are naked. Are dudes allowed to go in a WNBA locker room?
Are. Yeah, they absolutely
are. They certainly are. You didn't know that?
What, dudes go into the WNBA locker room?
No, the females are allowed to cover the...
I know that. I've been in there. But I'm talking about there should be a certain grace period where if you're going to be in there changing and getting naked, that the females need to wait outside.
They don't do that.
Do they do that? I'm saying... If you cover the WNBA,
who was the reporter in Houston that was the first one that did it? And she was like a pioneer, and she was basically a trendsetter because she was like one of the first females in the men's locker room. She wanted to be in the locker room. There is no grace period; it's always been like that, at least for 20 years.
Sweet, I'm gonna start covering.
We'll start me gazing.
No, I was trying to think of a female sport where it would be worth it, but that's just. I know that there's
the other problem too is like if you
was it Lisa Olson?
It might have been I forgot her name, but she was basically like the first female reporter in the locker room, and she's ever since then it's been like that. And I think one of the coaches allowed her to come in, and I forgot who it was, and that was the reason why they started doing that. A lot of it too, Joel, is because the way the visitor locker room is set up. At NRG, a couple of these lockers are right where the shower entrance and exit is. So let's say you're interviewing a player in front of that particular locker, and then someone is still in the shower and he comes out. That you got to be careful with that camera angle. You got to be careful with that camera
angle. Same thing in the Astros because it's like a semicircle and there's that splits right down the middle. So those last two, a couple years ago, it was Beltran's locker was right there at the shower. And everybody wanted to talk to him. And it's like, you better be careful. You got to wait.
Robin Herman, 35 years ago, is thought to be the first woman through a locker room door. And then Lisa Olson after that in an NFL locker room. There, it depends on the teams, and I'm surprised, Nick, the teams that have gotten away with it. In the past, I know of females that were told to take everybody else that was with the team, especially team-associated media and other media, they were allowed to travel with the teams on their buses and such. But females were told, you have to take a separate car. You have to do your interviews separately than everybody else. And you have to do it. That's where I think that they've gotten away with some things still, the NFL, because of the fact, and other leagues, because they don't pay enough attention to the fact that that could be considered discriminatory behavior. Now, I get what you're saying based on how the locker room is kind of configured. Sometimes you have to also be realistic
in terms
of the
video.
And that's
on the PR to watch that. I mean, like, I've been told by the Astros, hey, man, be careful with that angle. Look who you got in the background. You know what I mean? I've been told by... So that's kind of up to
them. That's a savvy PR staff to do that, though,
Gene from the Astros did that, so...
I find it interesting, though. I mean, I'm kind of hung up on this. Not the fact that they let females in the locker room. That's not it. But I feel like there should be a certain amount of time where, look, guys are going to be showering, they're going to be walking around naked.
I've always thought that, but not just for females, though. For males and females.
I would agree with that. There should be a certain amount of grace period for guys in general just to have their privacy.
I mean, he's always told you about the Yao Ming stories. He doesn't. Yeah. He didn't like the fact that there's no grace period. Yao Ming hated the fact that there was no grace period.
Because of the fact that international media that was covering Yao Ming were trying to be get paid because they knew if they got the first shot of Yao without any clothes on, they could go and run rampant with it internationally and make a whole boatload of money, which is a travesty, but it's true. And so there were people that literally had that as their goal when they walked in the locker room, male and female, and it's wrong.
Yeah, pretty wild.
So that's a wild way to end the first half of the show. Still 90 minutes on the clock, so plenty more to get to in the second half. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the
sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. You're listening to ESPN 97.5, proudly hydrating with C-Force water.
That's high quality H2O.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events.
You look out across all those guests. Your smile beams, your heart pounds. This is the moment when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Right now, we're introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. So now imagine that same wedding, but this time, you're ready to own the now with a stack of business cards that are as enticing as your entrees. And Vistaprint caters to any small business. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Go with a square card, or maybe one with rounded corners and a metallic finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to make the most of every opportunity. Because either you let things happen, or you make things happen. Start now at Vistaprint.com with free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Use promo code 4000. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4000. Limited time only.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? Of course not. Yet 49% of you keep driving to an unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
I dropped my glass of Pinot.
Oops, steam can clean that.
There's dog poop on the carpet.
Oops, steam can clean that.
I talked about my boss, and I hit reply all.
Oops, steam can't help you with that one. You can trust their trained and background screen professionals, though. Oops, steam uses 250-degree steam to permanently kill the germs and bacteria and removes any stain. Visit oopsteam.com to fix your oops. That's oopsteam.com.
Hey, Houston, it's Mario Lopez, and I've got a new home and a new show you don't want to miss. Access Daily, weeknights at 6 on Cube 57. Access Daily goes direct to the source, taking you past your newsfeed and onto the scene. We are breaking down stories from Hollywood and beyond, all with a fresh point of view. Houston, if you really want access, you've got to get it on the Daily, weeknights at 6 on Cube 57. You can find Cube 57 everywhere. Watch on Channel 57 or Channel 653 on Xfinity.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a way back Wednesday. It's Nick with hour number two, songs about winning and victory, paying homage to the Astros and the Texans with recent occurrences. So throwing that out there for you. Barry's got hour number three. And there you have that. Did you guys see this with all of the Imelda aftermath? And Barry said he doesn't take I-10, but Nick, when you've driven to Beaumont, you've seen that big gator deal that they have on the side of I-10?
Uh-huh.
So as I was looking at the story, Gator Country, as it's called, and there's the park founders, guy by the name of Gary Saraj. Because of the storm, it looks like the grounds, which are typically small ponds of alligators, look more like one big lake with a fence jutting out of it because the alligators were kind of free to swim around. They got away. There was an issue trying to round them up. They're at 70% of capacity now after the storm as they were trying to get an accurate count of how many alligators were still at the facility, how many escaped in the high waters. One in particular is on the radar. He goes by the name of Big Tex. He's one of Gator Country's popular attractions, and you can see why when I give you the dimensions, fellas. He measures 13 feet, 8.5 inches, and he weighs 1,000 pounds.
That's not good.
And they can't find him.
He's just out there.
He's just out there.
That's not good.
He holds the national record for the largest live captured alligator, nuisance alligator. I don't know why he's a nuisance alligator.
Is that like a breed or something?
I don't know. It just says nuisance alligator.
Hmm.
Interesting. They said, well, if he's not here in a few days, we'll send out a team to find him, and we will find him. You can't miss an alligator that big. I guess not. But in the meantime, he could do some serious damage.
Yeah, I don't. I'm out on alligators being
me too
running free.
Yeah, I'm terrified. I've always been told how deceivingly fast they are, and I want to make sure I can get away.
Yeah, because
give
when
me 50 feet.
When I played golf all the time, and you'd see a gator on the course, and they said it can low to the ground, but like you said, they can get
they can
to like
run
20 miles an hour.
No, 20? They can get to 20?
Yeah.
No.
I heard they could get up to 20 miles an hour with those little legs going at a low to the ground. I'll look it up.
That's what? Fast.
That's fast. Pretty damn quick. They're everybody at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know. And that, like, what does a cheetah run?
That's pretty fast.
We had this conversation and I totally forgot. You asked me and I looked it up. I totally forgot.
I got the cheetah first. 65 to 75 miles an hour.
Damn.
Well, I would hope he can't. I hope an alligator can't go that fast.
I don't believe that's going to be the case.
We're screwed.
I'm really screwed.
That's humanity.
I'm screwed at 20.
Survey says 20 miles an hour. Alligator.
Oh, my God.
That's fast.
Yep. So if you're in B-Town, in around high water, be on red alert until Big Tex finds his way back home.
Man.
I would not want to go face-to-face. And then I saw the story on the news with this guy. And of the ones they were catching, one of these big gators just pops its head up and opens its jaws. It's massive.
Yeah, those.
I ain't messing with that.
No, the crocodile hunter was a dude that I was always fascinated by, but that's not a profession I'm looking to do.
No, not
that
at
doesn't
all.
Seem. That doesn't seem. Your insurance has to be through the roof.
There's got to be alligators. I'm not even trying to make fun, but there's got to be alligators around your area, right, Barry? There's got to be. There is around my Joel and I.
Oh, there's no doubt.
There's no alligators around us.
Really?
You don't have any?
No.
There's plenty around our house.
Spring Creek?
There's plenty around our house.
You see them?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them multiple times growing up, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen an alligator in and around the spring area since I've lived up there.
That's shocking.
Now, that doesn't mean they don't exist, but in my subdivision and in my area, and we have lakes, but I don't think they were bringing it because it's all man-made stuff. So I don't think they brought in alligators.
Ours too, but they've made their way to the Sugar Land area because they say that there's certain times of the year that they come out, that they breed, that they're on the shoreline, and then there's another period of time where they just disappear. But they're there.
No.
Every year out in my neighborhood, they have to hire those alligator hunter people that come out and relocate alligators a couple times for some big ones. Hmm. Yeah, and all the golf courses in the most of the golf courses in the Houston area have alligators that I've seen.
I think I've seen a gator once on one golf course. Here in Vegas, yes, for sure. But here, I've only seen one time, I think.
Wait, you saw several alligators in Vegas?
Mm-hmm. I saw one on a golf course in Vegas, I think.
Really?
Was it Vegas?
I don't. Okay.
I think it was Vegas. I don't know. It was out of state. Yeah, gators can't turn. Everybody's texting and saying, if you're running from a gator, Nick.
Just turn?
Run in a zigzag pattern. Yeah.
How would they know that?
Just make a loop and turn.
Just out here running away from gators every day?
I don't know. I imagine that data exists on the internet somewhere.
Okay.
But they say run in a zigzag pattern. Might be better off if you just made a sharp turn and try to run behind them real quick, since they can't circle around on you. Then you just move in a circle.
I can tell you this. One of my best friends, we call him Bull. His name's Jamie. And Bully tore his ACL, but he was still playing golf. And he's one of these outdoorsy types, loves the hunting and fishing and everything like that. And none of that stuff, gators or otherwise, faze him at all. And with a torn ACL, he saw a gator. We saw about an 8-foot gator on the green at a golf course. And he decides he's going to mess with it. And then he starts saying, you know, if you can zigzag and you can avoid him. And I was like, first of all, you're fat ass even if you zigzag. He just goes in a straight line. You're eventually coming back to him.
Yeah.
But with an ACL, you can't even run away and they can go 20 miles an hour. He didn't have any fear towards it. And he's like, oh, they won't mess with me. I was like, man, I'm not taking that chance.
No. If I'm scared of bees, I'm certainly going to be scared of an alligator.
Oh, I thought of you this morning. Channel 2 did a story on, there was a Jeep Cherokee. A lady went to some shopping center. And when she came out, there were like the entire back hatch of the Jeep Cherokee was wall-to-wall bees.
Oh. And they said, time to get a new car.
And here's the thing. Everybody's like, do you realize how great they are for the ecosystem?
Yeah, they are.
So they was like, you can't kill them. They had to like take caution tape, put it around the car, and call a beekeeper that tried to save every one of the bees. That would be a nightmare.
Now, like the honeybees like that, I'm not as scared of as like wasps and like carpenter bees. Those sons of those big fat bumblebee looking things.
The fuzzy one looking ones?
Man, you can keep that. But the real small little honeybees, not Africanized, obviously, they'll kill you. But I've actually gotten accustomed to, because when I'm working in the flower beds, they'll be out there pollinating. I'm actually very proud of myself that I'll sit there with a bee right next to me in the flowers. Never bother me. I don't bother them. But wasps and all that other stuff, you can keep all that. No. If there was a red wasp's nest on the back of my car, I'll just get a new car. You're going to have it. I don't need that.
It's that serious.
You're going to have it. I'll just leave it here.
The fuzzy black and yellow bees don't bother me.
No. Oh, no, the big fat ones?
Yeah.
Oh, you crazy.
Why?
The carpenter bees, and those are the ones that I think they bite. They don't sting. They bite. No, player. There's no, and the sound they make when they buzz your tower? No. I don't need none of that.
I didn't think it was that serious. Mm. I thought those were the tamest of, like wasps and hornets I'm not messing with.
You're talking about one of these. That big-ass carpenter bee that looks like that. You're telling me that a big-ass bee like that.
Yeah. It's not that big
man,
of a deal.
You're crazy.
Okay. Right. Everybody's got their own issues with
different things.
Mm-mm. Snakes are my thing. I'm not a fan. If I'm golfing on the course, alligators don't bother me. Snakes, I ain't messing.
See, like in our house, we have rat snakes. I'm good with those.
Because like, you got that whole
thing
down about which ones are poisonous and which ones aren't and all that stuff.
Mac Daddy said, we have man-made lakes and have gators. I guess when you get floods and stuff, they come in. Ike suggested that I could interview beach volleyball women. That's true. Mm-hmm. I could go in the locker room, right? That would be cool now since we're all doing that.
I mean, everything's equal. I don't know the policies.
As soon
with
as they hit the
leagues.
Locker room and they're showering, I can just go in there and hang out. I'm here to interview you about beach volleyball stuff. That's cool, though.
I was saying, I don't remember when we had the comments. I don't remember what the policy was for WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I remember it was different than.
I'm sure it was. I guarantee you they don't allow men in a WNBA locker room. And if they do, there's a very specific and strict timeline or guidelines as to when and how they can be in there.
I think that's probably right.
And I'm not one of those guys that does that, but that seems awfully awfully one-sided. If I was a player, I don't want females in the locker room, not because I'm either, you know, don't want females reporting on the sport, but it's just a time and a place for stuff. And a chick being in there with a bunch of naked ass dudes, well, if I'm one of them dudes, I'm like, no, she doesn't need to be in here looking at, no.
Mm-mm. Well, the other thing that I know from talking to players is, too, it's also a difficult situation if you have very, very attractive females hovering around in the locker room.
Oh, really?
When you're basically just have a towel. So, but there's, you know, we've gotten through all that. So,
well,
all right. Well, we'll continue to roll on. We're in hour number two. It's a 3-hour show. Lots more to get to. And if you want to join the program, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action and on site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Hey, Merv, you ain't sounding too good these days.
Lenny, it's a rough life out here on the deck. Between the hot, the cold, the wind, the rain, the scorching sun, and the unrelenting humidity, I'm surprised I haven't completely faded and fallen apart.
Well, don't get me started about the sun lotion, bug spray, and chlorine from the pool. It makes me peel so bad that you would think I was sunburned.
And what about that darn dog? Seriously, do I look like a fire hydrant?
You remember Murray, don't you? He split his seam right down the middle last month and was put out back behind the garage.
Man, that's rough. Oh no!
If your outdoor patio furniture could talk, we're sure it would want you to call Houston Powder Coaters to give it new life, a new coating, and all new fabric and straps. In fact, Houston Powder Coaters can weld, repair, and reassemble these pieces with all new stainless steel hardware, so it springs back the way it used to. Go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com to find out more. That's HoustonPowderCoaters.com. At Houston Powder Coaters, they let the finished and unfinished product speak for itself.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **eye on your mobile phone now. Dial **EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **eye on your mobile phone now. That's **EYE. Dial **eye.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/real. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects.
I know what you guys are thinking.
I feel like you just absolutely incriminated yourself without Barry and I saying a word.
Well, I saw that look on your face. You know you were going
to
mention it.
Nothing to do, but you know what? Again, when you're guilty, sometimes you just offer it up. Barry and I were discussing, we were just getting ready to get to the next segment, and you already, because you were guilty, decided to incriminate yourself by going, I know what that look is for, which you didn't. And then you kept going by trying to defend a very poor choice in terms of MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This, as a song that has something to do with victory, winning championships. Barry, take it from here.
So you're telling me neither you or Barry were going to mention this?
I was not.
I feel like you guys were.
I was not.
And by the way, MC Hammer, when he's saying can't touch this, he's saying, look at my success. Look at the new milestone that I've reached, and nobody can touch this because I'm successful.
Is that what he was saying?
Yep, that's what he was saying. I hate it when Barry gives me this.
Yeah, because he's just, you know, it's just he's stewing. He's
I can feel his
inside.
Eyeballs on the side of my head without even looking at him.
That was the best argument you had. For songs about champions winning and victory, that was your argument for success. Yeah. Which, by the way, success wasn't a word in the three things that Joel said was the topic.
Yeah, he did. He totally said the word success.
Championships,
winning,
and victory.
And victory.
Being successful, that's not winning a game. The Patriots are successful. The Texans won.
I mean, the song
is a big difference.
He could have been talking about his Zuba pants. Can't touch this.
I mean, this song has been playing longer than Joel's been around.
But it doesn't matter. It's not about longevity.
I would say that's winning.
No way.
People are still jamming to You Can't Touch This.
Frank Sinatra has several songs that fit that with me.
He's Charlie Sheen winning.
Oh boy. That's a lot of winning.
All right, so apparently I was wrong. Carpenter Bees Can't Sting.
That's what I was
according to the Orkin man that texted us.
I can say I didn't know that, but I just have never been worried
for Orkin. Carpenter bees don't sting, LOL. Carpenter bees don't hurt humans at all.
Is this like messages?
Bumblebees are very vicious and will attack. They can sting multiple times, but that's different than a carpenter bee. Bumblebees and carpenter bees. Although my problem is I'm not waiting around long enough to be like, hey, what's this?
Yeah,
is
it exactly. That?
No, that was my point. No, I'm out. I'm out.
It's a bee.
Big Bye. Yellow flying thing. I'm gone. No, thank you. I'm done with that. Somebody texted and said, Barry talks like he's a tough guy, and then it comes out he is legit bitch made.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a very aggressive
I guess so.
Text. Do I talk like I'm tough?
I don't know if you talk like you're tough.
I don't feel like I try to project a tough guy image.
I feel like I haven't heard bitch made in a while.
I feel like what I'm honest about situations, but I don't really like AJ would be a guy that you would say is a guy that talks like he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I talk like I'm a tough guy. But if that helps this texter feel better, I mean, if you want to fight me, bro. No, that would be a tough guy thing to say.
I mean, for the past 30 minutes, you've been talking about how you would run away from bees. So yeah. I don't know what he's.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
And how I cried during movies.
Yep.
And TV shows.
Although,
but you're right, Texter. I talk like I'm a tough guy.
Although you will take Idiot. A guy out in a freaking fast food parking lot.
No, I will do that.
Yeah, or a handicap.
Take him out? No, I won't take him out.
Well, but you'll take him to task.
Okay. Yeah. But that's not being a tough guy. just pointing out
an
a
old
parking.
Man, not a tough guy.
Okay.
Well, we're going back a ways now.
Now, listen, pointing out someone parking in a handicapped spot is not being a tough guy. It's righting a wrong. It's correcting a parking injustice. But punching an old guy, if he hit me first, I'm punching an old dude and I'm not backtracking
Paul Blart,
on that.
Mall Cop and Barry Laminek, media injustice.
I'm not backtracking on fighting an old man if he hits me first, okay, Nick? As much as you want to try to make me out as the villain in that story, if P-Paul punches me first, it's on. And you'll have to, guys, if you don't know what the hell we're talking about,
you've
got to go way back.
Yeah.
If an old man punched you in the face, Joel.
Well, punch you in the face is different than like tapping you in the back of the head or something.
No, no, no.
In a
when this
game.
Whole came up, when this came up to begin with, it was a Packer was it a Cow or a Vikings game?
I think it was a Vikings.
And he was cheering for his team, and the guy goes, "You do that again, I'm going to punch you." And the guy was like, "Bro, I'm not stopping cheering for my team." And he started cheering, and the old man punched him. So the guy beat the hell out of that old man. That old man deserved it. You had no right to punch that guy for cheering for his team at a football game. So, yes, I would punch that old man back in that situation. Okay?
Got your answer for you, Barry.
Okay, what?
My good friend Bob Schrantz, who longtime media guy for the Oilers back in the day and
yes.
the Rockets and the Comets. I texted him during the break and said, Barry brought up a very good question. I don't remember. What was the policy for the WNBA and locker room access? And Bob said all players had to be present in the locker room in uniform and all media was allowed in for the first 30 minutes. No players were allowed to go to the showers. Mm. If they did head to the shower because they were did not play coach's decision type players, they had to dress in the shower room so that they were still clothed when they entered the locker room with the media present and no nudity for any of the women.
See, that's actually what I wanted to bring up.
Sexist.
Why can't they set up the showers to the point where they can get dressed in there?
Right.
And then come out.
I'll say this, Nick.
I'm with you. Or how about you give the players a window, and this is male and female, this is in all sports, give the players some decompression time
yes.
to be done with the game. They're exhausted physically, probably mentally too. Let them go take a shower, get dressed, and then have a media session at the lockers at a designated window. Why does the media have to rush in? Well, you're going to get an answer to your question, whether it's 5 minutes or 35 minutes.
Because here's the thing. It's called a cooling down period. Whatever, there's a way to do this, right? But back in the day when most of these locker rooms were constructed, when most of these policies were enacted, it was at a time when the media cycle was 24 hours. When, you know, everybody wanted to get that immediately, but then it was because they had to edit it and they had to do all these things and it was going to take some time to get it out. Now, because of social media and because of phones and because of the quick turnarounds, you don't have to do that way. So the time rush and the time constraints aren't as great. Nick turns around videos within a minute after he films them at after games. So I think they should probably revisit some of this stuff. And to your point, too, the fact that all this money is being spent on all these locker rooms we see in these college facilities and these pro facilities and these new buildings, they probably should consider that in terms of trying to make sure that they take better care of their players, have the shower area and a dressing area for them out of sight from the media, so when they do walk through the locker room, that they're fully clothed.
I just find it interesting that there is a bit of a double standard in that regard, where the women and women's in female sports, it's like, okay, everybody, we're going to keep this cool, so you guys, there's no dudes in here accidentally seeing naked females, but then in the other room, they're like, go ahead! You seen one penis? You seen them all. Go ahead. I just find that interesting. That's I understand, but why not do that for the men as well? Because let's be honest, not every pro athlete is going to be hashtag blessed. And some of those dudes are probably like, I don't really want, I'm not comfortable with that. So, I don't know.
What was that hand gesture you made on camera?
Told you were number one. Hey, 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go.
Pinky swears he's not
going to
tell you why.
It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.